Welcome back to Fritz and Friends. I'm Michael Cohen, filling in for Cheryl today with producer Scott Eckersley. Several medical marijuana dispensaries raided this week by the DEA. This after President Obama indicated a hands-off policy on the establishments. To talk more about that, Chuck Rehm, coordinator from the Safer Michigan Coalition, a medical marijuana advocacy group. Welcome to the show, Chuck.
Hi.
Now, with legal medical marijuana now in Michigan, are you surprised to see federal agents raiding dispensaries in the state?
I'm not surprised, but I'm very disappointed. I'm disappointed in President Obama that he can't rein them in. It's outrageous, but this is their business. You've got to understand that they're doing this because these are their jobs. This is their industry, and this medical marijuana business threatens their jobs and industry, and they're going to try to shut it down, no matter how much it hurts patients.
Now, since the federal government still views marijuana as an illegal substance, does it make sense that they'll continue these raids even after states approve medical marijuana?
Well, of course, it doesn't make sense at all, except to them in a monetary sense. They know very well that there's nothing basically wrong with marijuana, but they are policing for profit now. They get their grants, their burn grant money for paying for their salaries, and they can take what you've got in forfeiture without charging you with any crime. So they're trying to protect that empire, and like I say, the patients and the democracy, it doesn't come first. People voted on this 63%.
I mean, is there anything states can really do to stop the DEA from this practice?
I don't know, but they could make an effort. And the governor could mention that to the DEA that it has passed, the people of the state have passed it, and it's our law now, and it should be respected. It's very hard to control the DEA because they know their house of cards is beginning to crumble, but they're going to be tearing every step of the way to try to preserve it. They want to try to preserve it, and it's got to fall. This is an affront to American civil liberties.
Now, I'm thinking, I've never actually heard Governor Snyder's position on medical marijuana.
Governor Snyder is from Ann Arbor. From Ann Arbor. He doesn't really care, and that is his position. He just wants to do other things and focus on other things, and so he doesn't really care. Bill Schuette, the Attorney General, is a real demon against medical marijuana, and he is lashing out now with his amicus briefs, really trying to undermine the law.
In terms of the state of medical marijuana in Michigan, we've seen across Michigan local municipalities setting up restrictions on dispensaries. Are there any guidelines, such as distance requirements from schools, that are necessary when it comes to dispensaries?
Well, with dispensaries, we pretty much try to respect the 1,000-foot distance from schools, because that's a state law or a federal law, and we try to respect that. Anything else is kind of absurd. You wouldn't restrict a regular doctor's office or a drugstore very much, and we should respect the 1,000 feet from schools, I think. In terms of regular caregivers, however, cities are trying to tell just plain people who are growing for themselves or a few other patients that they can't grow in their own home if they're 1,000 feet from a school or whatever. Now, that's ridiculous. If you're talking about dispensaries, yes, they can regulate dispensaries. Regular people growing in their home, no. Cities can't regulate that because the right to do that is provided by state law.
I'm talking to Chuck Rehm, coordinator of the Safer Michigan Coalition. Well, there's been no shortage of applications for medical marijuana cards. What about the potential that a portion of those people don't truly have a medical need for it?
That is a potential. There is a possibility of that, and there's also a much greater potential that the hundreds of thousands of people in Michigan who could benefit from cannabis medically are not getting it, because many whole medical organizations that don't really give a damn about their patients' well-being, like the University of Michigan Health System, will not allow doctors to recommend, any of their doctors to recommend marijuana. So, well, a few people may be sliding through who don't have enough pain to satisfy some bureaucrat, But on the other hand, we know that there are hundreds of thousands of people who could benefit just for pain and sleep alone and eating disorders who are not getting the medical marijuana.
Now, the medical benefits of this plant are widely touted by advocates, but what would you say are the potential drawbacks of smoking marijuana for a healthy person?
I think in terms of your large airway, there's a slight diminution. If you're singing in the choir, you'll notice that you can't pull quite as much air in. But in terms of your lung health is perfect. Smoking, and look up work from Donald Tashkin, T-A-S-H-K-I-N, and you can find all the data on that. And smoking, in fact, is a very rapid means of administration of this these cannabinoids, and it works immediately, which can be very beneficial to a lot of people.
Is there a good reason not to smoke marijuana, though?
If it bothers you, then you can vaporize, which just means you raise the marijuana just to the temperature just below combustion, and you can get the vapors out without combustion. If it bothers your throat, just vaporize.
Well, I guess specifically I'm asking, is there a good reason not to consume marijuana?
You shouldn't consume marijuana if you are studying for a test. You shouldn't consume marijuana if you're driving. Other than that, no. Marijuana is a tonic. It was one of the five tonics in ancient China. People have known this about cannabis for 5,000 years. And the data really is starting to show that people live longer and healthier if they use cannabis. And I'm not going to have to worry about Alzheimer's or multiple sclerosis because I think I consume enough cannabis to protect my neurons. Mm-hmm. So if you're going to do something real serious where you've got to be absolutely 100%, no, don't consume cannabis. You'd be a fool if you're going to take a test. But on the other hand, it's not going to hurt you like alcohol or many other things really could hurt you.
I'm talking to Chuck Ream, coordinator of the Safer Michigan Coalition. Is the approval of medical marijuana just a step to ultimately legalizing it?
I most certainly hope so. But at this point, if you're having a war, like the drug war, the smartest thing is to get your sick and dying people off the battlefield. We would like to take this exemption for sick people because we know the citizens of the state and our city of Ann Arbor so strongly support it. But also, the fact that every 38 seconds some American's life is destroyed for a plant, that is ridiculous, and it has to end, and marijuana has to be legalized, or we say tax and regulate now, and the medical benefit of marijuana won't really be realized until it's legal, and people don't have to worry about it.
Got about a minute left. Is there a possibility that medical marijuana, the law, could be reversed, or do you see this as a permanent right in Michigan?
I think that the cannabis community is willing to compromise on a few points. We're willing to have our picture on the card, and there are other points we're willing to compromise. And so I don't think they can ever get the three-quarter majority that they would need in the House of Representatives to actually fundamentally change this law, especially since 63% of the people voted it in. I think they'll leave the fundamental intent alone. They'll try to regulate around the edges. You know, cities will try to regulate, and then now they're trying to regulate dispensaries.
I see. Well, I've been talking to Chuck Ream, coordinator of the Safer Michigan Coalition. Chuck, thank you for joining me.
Thank you, sir.
Coming up, the price of gas getting higher by the day. I'll be talking to a AAA Michigan official about it. I'm Michael Cohen on 1320 WILS.